Jeremy Schapp from ESPN E60 is here today to interview me, but I'm going to go ambush him and make him be a guest on the Joe Thomas Hour. He's an Emmy Award winner, and I'm almost Emmy nominated. It just makes sense. We've got my good friend Jeremy Schapp over here. How are we doing? Thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure, pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, we got the toughest questions we've ever asked here, so I hope you're ready. They're going to be extremely embarrassing. All right, what is the greatest invention of the last 100 years?
Air conditioning.
That's not a bad one. I'm a sweater, too, so I can appreciate that.
I didn't say I was a sweater, but my answer remains air conditioning.
All right, it's your death row meal, the last meal of your life. What's it look like?
Wow. The meal. So it can be a combination of different things.
Whatever you want.
Buffalo chicken wings.
Yes! Good start.
What did you think I was going to say, like something fancy?
All right, what is your social security number?
Happen.
Make sure you say it really clearly into the camera.
It's...
All right, thank you very much. All right, what is your favorite crayon?
Crayon? Mm-hmm. Crayon. I'm flashy. I like the gold.
Gold, I like gold.
I like the metallic ones. Like, who likes the normal ones? When you get one of those metallic ones...
Awesome. It says a lot about who you are.
Ones too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much has been suppressed, but...
When was the last time you wore a top hat?
You know, this is kind of embarrassing, but I owned a top hat.
Here we go!
I did own a top hat in the 1980s. It was a real, you know, like, beaver fur top hat from the middle of the 19th century, and I kind of... American history buff. I don't know why I'm telling you all of this. It's just you have this aura. You have to tell
you
the truth.
Yes.
And I had...
I'll beat you down if you don't.
And I had the hat. It was like a Lincoln stovetop. It's a stovetop hat? A top hat? Is that a type?
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Okay. Recently.
That's awesome. I like how you had the authentic, the real deal beaver skin and everything.
Yep.
All right, what is your go-to karaoke song at 2 a.m.?
So pathetic. I can't believe you're going to make me answer this question. It's been a while.
Is it Hanson?
I don't even know what Hanson is. That's almost true. I'm afraid it's the rather pathetic and predictable House of the Rising Sun.
How does it go? Give me a line.
Oh, this is so... There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. I can't do this without a company.
That was great, though. You did a great job.
The animals, you know, I'm a big animals guy.
Okay, great.
I assume you are.
Yeah, oh, big time. Absolutely. Was this truly the best 2 minutes of your life?
As far as you know.
I like that. That works good enough for me. Thank you for joining me, Jeremy Schapp, on a special edition of the Joe Thomas Hour. People in the city love it when you win, but that's not the reason they show up. They want to see their values reflected in their stars. I'll definitely always feel like I'm a Clevelander.